Hello?
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just peachy. Hey, you had an enjoyable Monday night.
We won.
I think it was enjoyable. The outcome was, certainly.
Yeah, we won. That always makes it enjoyable.
What do you learn from something like that? Is there something to learn that you can persevere and overcome, after having some foibles?
Yeah, I tell you, it's just experiences you go through. I mean, you see things differently, and as you experience them, and you start to process the information in your brain, and you store it away for the future on some of the mistakes you make, and you say, why did I do that? And you ask yourself, and then you go back, and you fix it. And, it's a process, that you go through as a younger quarterback, and you obviously hope to not have too many of those games, but it's something that it's not always going to go smoothly, and we're fortunate enough to obviously get the win, even playing like that.
You have a lot to compare yourself with Brady in the fact that you were the second most touchdown passes to this point, but you both came replacing Drew Bledsoe, kind of an interesting aspect.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of strange how it's set up that way, but I just think I learned a lot from Drew. He helped me out when he was here, and I take some of the things you learn from him, and you just kind of move on. I'm not sure how it was there, though.
Let me ask you about you're getting your footing with Parcells last year, and now you have Wade, and it's always a learning process with two different staffs. But did Parcells instill in you some of the things that you're using today that you use as a commandment?
I just take a lot of little things from Bill. He taught me about how to prepare, how to get yourself ready. And, Wade's kind of the guy who wants to, we're going to win some football games, we're going to also enjoy ourselves. We're still playing a game. And so it's kind of a little bit different, whereas Bill, coached more out of the fear factor a little bit, and that, you needed to play well or you were kind of gone. And just two different approaches, but they both still get the best out of their players, I think.
You have a team that's 5-0 in a different way than the Patriots were 5-0, but nevertheless, this is the game of the week. Is this the kind of thing you play football for, to have a confrontation like this at this juncture of the season?
I think so. It makes it more fun. You want to play in these type of games, and it'll be fun when they come to town, but we don't look at them, any different than we did last week. They're all big games, and you got to win each one. They count for the same on the record book.
How do you view the Patriots defensively?
Everyone talks about Brady in the offense, but the defense has done a pretty decent job, haven't they?
Yeah, no. Belichick just puts them in, great situations. They got a lot of talented players over there, and the coach on top of it makes it difficult on quarterbacks just because he knows how they think. And I think he does a great job of making you think a certain way and switching that up. And, it's a situation where, as a quarterback, you have to not be so in tuned as far as trying to decipher everything and just go out there and play.
You played with a team that, always was national, was the America's team and all. A lot of pressure on a quarterback, I assume, in Dallas. Is that good or bad?
Good. I mean, either you can play this position and do this, or you can't. If you have the personality and everything for it, you'll be okay.
How much does a win like that Monday night, can that help you guys as a team down the road in terms of confidence? If you get in a tough spot, drawing back on what you did Monday night?
Well, I just think that you really believe that you can win games. At the end of the day, you really shouldn't win a lot of games, and you lose the turnover battle like we did. But at the same point, you're probably a pretty decent team if you can. So we feel like we're never really out of games, and it's just you just got to keep plugging along, keep grinding out until you get your chance, and then hopefully you can win it.
When you didn't ultimately get any negative reinforcement by losing the game despite having 6 personal turnovers, is it harder, Tony, to process and say, wow, I really have to, brush up on taking care of the football a little bit better?
Well, obviously. I mean, anytime you turn the ball over that many times, you obviously didn't do something right, and you want to take care of the ball. But I really haven't had that problem lately. So, I'd like to think every once in a while something creeps up in one game, and boom, it hits you, and you chalk it up, and you learn from it, and you, and you move on, but you don't let it affect the way you've been playing.
What about taking care of the ball, ball security in the pocket? You had a kind of what could have been a pivotal fumble, and I know that, that was something that Bill Parcells had, had discussed last year. Have you improved at that? Because it, quite frankly, didn't really seem that way on Monday.
No, I feel like I've improved that. I mean, I think that's the first fumble I've had this year, I believe. So, you know, if you want to sit there and say that, I mean, that's just what you go by at the end of the day is how many times you've given up the ball. So I think, you know, you just learn and you have a feel. And it, I mean, it's not rocket science. At the end of the day, you go out there and you try not to turn the ball over and you try and put the team in the end zone. And, you know, how are you going to go about that process? Well, it's easier to do. It's easier to win the football games if you don't give it to the other team. And obviously, I'll take care of the football this week, but, you know, we're still going to do what I do, and that's try and put our team in the end zone. And if I see a guy I feel like he's open, I'm going to throw the ball.
Tony, will you seek out anyone special to help maybe give you advice on that Belichick defense? Will you call Drew or Coach Parcells?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, I'm sure Belichick will change up things weekly, you know, and they're going to have their core stuff that they want to get to, but at the same point, they're going to mix it up each week, and he's probably going to come up with some different scheme that they like to attack us with, and we'll just try and adapt to it as the game moves along and, you know, try and be ready for it. But, you know, they're a great football team, and it'll be a great challenge for us, and it's just, you know, another step that we have to take to get to where we're trying to go.
I think you've had three games in a row with 300 yards, which is the first time that's ever happened, I think, in Dallas. You're getting a lot of yardage. It's a combined effort with not everyone thinks, oh, it's T.O., but it's Witten and all your other receivers are producing well, too.
Yeah, no, everyone's playing well. I mean, we got some good weapons here, you know, and you just try and get it, the ball out of your hands and get it in their hands and let them do the work. And, you know, I don't look to anybody in particular. You know, whatever the defense is giving me, that's where I'll go with the football. And, you know, it'll be a good test this week to kind of decipher as far as what they're doing defensively, and you just try and do the best you can and go from there.
Tony, do you look at, you know, how much of an influence has Tom been on you, just, you know, him being a sixth-round pick and doing what he's done? And do you have any type of personal relationship with him?
No, I mean, I met him this offseason, but I don't really know, you know, him. But, you know, yeah, he's just a fantastic player. I mean, you just try and take things from great players and you try and use them in your game, you know. But, you know, he's a great, great player that has done a phenomenal job for a long time now, and but at the same point, you just have to be yourself and do what you can do well.
When you met him, what did you guys talk about? I mean, was it just a friendly kind of shooting the breeze conversation, or did you talk any shop?
No, it was just kind of friendly, you know. I only talked to him for a few minutes, you know, so it wasn't a big thing, but you know, it was just normal, two guys talking.
How difficult is it, Tony, coming back on a compressed week after such a emotional game and so much that you're going to have to prepare for? How has it logistically impacted your week?
That's been difficult. You know, I didn't watch any tape until, you know, yesterday, so I came right after the game and came back up here, and you start watching tape on the Patriots, and you get ready for this week, and you get a little tired there just because you don't have as much time off. But, you know, that's part of what makes it fun, too, is that you grind it out and you put forth a lot of effort, and hopefully it'll all come together on Sunday.
What, I guess the outside perception on Owens has been that if he doesn't get the ball a lot, or if there's some, you know, games that aren't going so well for him, that he sulks a little bit. And he seemed to be very upbeat Monday night, even though he only caught two passes. What was your take on his reaction to his part in that game?
Oh, he's fine. He just wants to win. You know, at the end of the day, he obviously wants to play well, but he understands the importance, you know, at this time of his career about winning and trying to win a Super Bowl, and you know, that's what we're all trying to accomplish together. And so, you know, I don't think he's, you know, been a negative effect at all.
What's it like, I mean, Brady's going through this now with Randy Moss, what's it like having a receiver like that you can throw to, who maybe the rules of throwing to the open guy don't apply, because you can throw to him when he's covered anyway and he might still make the catch? How does that change your philosophy when you drop back?
Oh, it doesn't. I don't think that way. I mean, I don't know how it is there, but I don't, you know, if I feel like another guy is where the coverage is telling me to go, I go there. And if I feel like a guy's open, I throw it to him. And, you know, if I feel like T.O.'s open, I'll throw him the ball. But, you know, I don't pick out a guy, you know, if I think he's going to be covered. I just that's not how I played, and I really don't envision doing that anytime soon.
And yet on the two-point conversion to at the end there to Owens, he looked like he had blanket coverage, and yet you put it up there where he could go get it. Is that something, maybe a throw you wouldn't make to another guy?
No, it's one-on-one. It's a fade route, you know, and that's, you know, when everything's equal, you know, in some ways you're probably going to look to your better or your best receiver, you know, but, you know, at that point, you know, it's one-on-one coverage across the board, and I like the matchup, I like the leverage and all that, and so you take your shot and you throw it, and you got the defensive guy, you got to give him credit. He made a good play on the ball.
Tony, can you just talk about the emergence of Creighton this year? He seems to be a guy who maybe has taken a step forward in this game.
Well, he's been like that every year. It's just you guys, now that we're winning, are taking a little more notice. But he's had a good game here and there, you know, throughout the years, and he does a lot of good things for us. You know, he's a smart player. He puts himself in good position, and he understands leverage and all that stuff. And he's got great hands, so I really trust him.
You got your quarterback coach back this week. How's that make you feel?
It's good. It just gives you another set of eyes and ears that allow you to you know, talk a little more and get a little bit more information about your opponent.
How much of a support system was T.O. to you in the offseason in wake of what happened in the final game?
I didn't hear you there. Can you say it again?
How much of a support system was T.O. to you in the offseason in wake of what happened in the final game?
It was great. You know, the first week or two afterward, it was difficult, and he just continued to call and stay upbeat and, you know, say he's got my back, and I knew that. And he's a great teammate, really, contrary to what everyone says. And, you know, we're having some fun now. We're winning some games.
How comforting is it to have a guy like Witten, when they try to take your receivers away, that he is a tight end and get open for you?
Well, I think he's a great security blanket just because he has a great feel for the game, and he's got great skill. So it's always a guy you can rely on to win a lot of matchups one-on-one. And, you know, I'll look through stuff and sometimes come back to him because I know where he'll be.
Anything else, guys? Terrific. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.